Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Our tech segment this Thursday involves a cartoon. Yes, it's an old technology, but the ideas in Roz Chast's cartoon in The New Yorker a few weeks back, envisioning a Google magazine, it seems to me says it all about what Google has done to all of us. It's my pleasure to welcome Roz Chast to The Takeaway. Good morning, Roz.
Yes, good morning.
New Yorker cartoonist. You've been doing that for how long?
About 30 years.
Wow. And Gary Small also joins us. He's the author of iBrain, Surviving the Technological Alteration of the Modern Mind. That's a very scary title, Gary Small.
Well, I don't mean to make you frightened, maybe make you think a little bit offline.
Well, certainly this cartoon that you came up with a few weeks back, Roz Chast, made me think. And I urge people to go to our website where they can actually find it. But I'll just sort of sketch it out verbally here. Google Magazine, all right, that's what it says across the top. And the articles are descriptions of what we might call searches on Google. Instead of, you know, 10 ways to make your husband happy, the articles are Capital Nebraska, what? Paella, how to quick? And I'll give you one more, bioethyl merman. I have to say, Roz Chast, I looked at this cartoon, burst out laughing, and said to myself, this totally says it all about what Google has done to my mind, my language, my ability to write. Where'd you come up with this?
I think I spend probably more time online than I should, and it's kind of fun to look stuff up on Google. Sometimes I just like put words together at random and see what comes up, and it's amazing because something almost always does come up. I almost feel sort of shocked when nothing comes up.
And I can look at these, even though they're nonsense in grammatical terms, and know exactly what you're headed for. You want to know what the capital of Nebraska is, so you type in capital Nebraska what. You want to know how to make a quick paella, which is actually quite difficult, and you type in paella how to quick. Gary Small, what's going on in Roz Chast's brain as she's typing these things in, or mine for that matter?
Well, your brain is very active when you're searching online. When I started writing iBrain, I was struck by the fact no one had looked at the brain when it's searching. So we decided to recruit some people who had never been online. And that was probably the hardest part of the study. We couldn't recruit them online, of course. But by word of mouth, we found about a dozen people who had never searched online. And we found that their brains were not as active as those who searched online. But the good news is, after just a week of online searching, there was incredible increase in activity in the front part of the brain, the thinking brain, decision-making brain, and short-term memory brain.
But that seems to contradict the notion that we're all going to end up talking like this Google magazine, where we say, Capital Nebraska, what? We can't really complete a sentence because we'll just sort of Google it, and that we're really relying on Google to do what would have normally taken maybe an afternoon at the library.
The technology is complex, and the brain is complex as well. And so we're seeing a burst of activity once the brain figures out a strategy on how to search. But with time, it becomes routine, and we see less activity, and our brains become more efficient. So just because there's activity doesn't mean we're getting any smarter. And in a way, we're developing a staccato quality of thought where we jump from idea to idea, just the way we jump from website to website.
Right. Gary Small, author of iBrain, Surviving the Technological Alteration of the Modern Mind. Roz Chast, New Yorker cartoonist. So jumping from thing to thing is actually the perfect description of how the mind of a cartoonist must work, I would think.
Yeah, I think that's pretty true. Attention span of about, you know, a fraction of a second. And, you know, but I also like on the Google search where it says the search, how long it took, and it's 0.00013 seconds. That just kills me. I just love that. But I don't know. I think I'm less optimistic about it making us smarter. I think eventually we're not going to have to remember anything, and we'll just all have these little Google-like chips in our heads. And anytime you want to know anything, you know, how do I make a tuna sandwich? You know, you'll just kind of like Google inside of your head, you know, tuna sandwich, how make, and, you know, you won't have to remember how to do it.
It's the way we'll all talk. Like, yeah. We're all visitors to another planet. Gary Small, react. Cheer us up here, really.
It's all good. Don't worry. But you know, what's happening is we're all developing external hard drives as accessories to our biological brains. So, yes, in the future, we may be Googling outside our brains. But how is that different from what goes on now? If we want to search our memory stores, we kind of do an internal Google to find the information. All this is going to do is really accelerate our brain power.
Roz Chast, has Google or the proliferation of digital technology changed the way you work?
Not really. I mean, I still, you know, it changes the subject matter, but for me, it's still about, you know, what's funny and then doing a cartoon about it.
Okay, well, let's make Roz a little uncomfortable on the way out. Gary Small, you're a fan, right?
Oh, big fan.
And there's...
I'm not worthy.
There's nothing about the technology that's going to change Roz Chast's ability to communicate with us, right?
I don't think so. If anything, we want to think about the upside of the technology, that it allows us to communicate with a much wider audience much more quickly. So anything that's human, anything that's artistic, anything that we enjoy today, the technology has a capacity to make it bigger and better if we don't overdo it.
Including cartoons. That concludes the squirmy portion of the program. Roz Chast, thanks so much for being with us. Cartoonist for The New Yorker, has been for decades. She joined us from Connecticut. And Gary Small, author of iBrain, Surviving the Technological Alteration of the Modern Mind. Google him. You'll find him. Thanks, Gary.